Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. I'm getting kind of old. At 64, I've been around long enough to smell the odor of mendacity when I encounter it, and I've learned to trust that. I spent my first 39 years in a church that really wasn't leading me anywhere, including to salvation. I won't name the denomination because, like many, the faith of this particular Protestant church depended on the pastor that happened to be occupying the pulpit at the time. Pastors, as I well know, don't last forever. Oftentimes, they only last a few years, or even less. Meanwhile, we develop affinities for things like liturgy, song selection, atmosphere, familiar surroundings, and of course our friends who attend the same church. All are good things, but can become snares to our progressing in faith. Church should be about one thing and one thing only, God. Are we learning more about Him? Are we getting closer to Him? And maybe most importantly, particularly for someone with an established, deep relationship with God already, are we where He wants us? This is a very difficult message. You may love your church, but even if that's the case, you need to constantly ask yourself the questions I've already put forward. Is this where God wants me? Am I growing in my faith here? Am I here because of all the nice things around me and not for God? My wife Kim helped me realize what I'm telling you. And one of the things God has led me to is to contribute to whatever church I'm attending, utilizing the spiritual knowledge I've acquired, mostly since coming to know Jesus Christ personally 25 years ago. At my advanced age, that contribution most often comes from the pulpit itself, where I preach when given the opportunity to do so. Churches have many needs, such as janitorial, mechanical, security, administration, and of course, financial. Where has God led you to contribute? One popular topic in the New Testament is the creation of the Christian church after Christ's ascension. There are amazing answers to how to create a church that's pleasing to God there, all dovetailing off the example God provided in the Old Testament to Israel about He wanted them to worship. I've got to tell you, there's a lot of nonsense in a lot of churches out there. They don't build faith at all. Their main goal is to hold on to whatever they've got because they found a formula that pays the bills. They're beautiful places with lovely services that fail to feed the faith of those who attend. If I sound harsh, it's because it's where God has me right now. He had the Apostle Paul there for some time as well, although I'm not comparing myself to him. Don't get me wrong. There are many fine churches out there, and I hope you're attending one. Everyone should, and everyone should feel the joy of having fulfilled that small segment of faith that is designed to energize us every Sunday for the next challenging week ahead. And that is going to a church we love that contributes to our spiritual energy and brings us closer to God. Your church should equip you to represent God more effectively for the next week. And through prayer, you should get many opportunities to build the faith of those around you every week outside of church. Does your church have you in a good spiritual place? I think you know the rest. If it does, that's an answer to my prayer for you today. If it doesn't, you know what you have to do, even if you're very uncomfortable doing so. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.